everybody. Just a presenter disclosure. There's no relationships to disclose within this project. Today, I would like to talk about the role of mobile food vendors in creating healthy school food environments and the strategies for engaging vendors to do so. So I work... I work for the Consortium to Lower Obesity in Chicago Children, or CLOC. CLOC is a nationally recognized program that takes a multi-sector approach to childhood obesity prevention. So part of Lurie Children's Hospital, CLOC works to expand and strengthen community stakeholders, so public health practitioners, organizations, researchers, corporations, policymakers, community leaders, and even community members. And today I'd like to focus on the community members being mobile food vendors. And we work with the community stakeholders to confront childhood obesity in Chicago and beyond. When the Chicago Public Schools was awarded the CDC Community Transformation Grant, they created district-wide and community-level interventions. But honing in on the southwest side, the focus was to address high obesity rates, predominantly in Latino communities. So you can see on the southwest side of Chicago, there is a large section that is that dark navy blue, and that represents the high obesity prevalent communities. Digging deeper into obesity prevalence within CPS, students who are Hispanic students tend to have higher prevalence than non-Hispanic students. So based on this and the distribution of obesity overall in Chicago, we decided to focus our efforts on the southwest side. On the southwest side, there is a large Hispanic population. So in part with this community transformation grant, CLOC partnered with CPS to improve the food environment around schools' work. We worked with the vendors, the students, and the schools themselves. So one of the goals for this project was to increase the number of students and the access to healthy food options from vendors on school grounds. So this included a citywide approach to strengthening related policies, improving the school food environment, and a community-level approach that engaged multiple relevant and important stakeholders. So we created a stratified random sample of schools. We identified 15 elementary middle schools on the southwest side, and we were able to provide intervention to a number of community faces. So that included the schools, the mobile food vendors, the parents, and the students. As part of our evaluation, we collected baseline and follow-up food availability and inventory from the mobile food vendors as well. So what did we do with the mobile food vendors? We had a wide variety of activities with them. One of them was we had conducted focus groups, and we also had a series of trainings. Within the trainings, we discussed the issue of obesity and the different healthier types of food that they can sell. We also discussed with them how they can sell the healthier food and the options for healthier preparation for some recipes. For example, for like preparing elote, a lot of the elote is prepared with the butter and the mayonnaise. However, they can prepare that maybe with like the lemon and lemon juice and onion. So we also completed site visits. We visited many of the vendors, and we gave them snack smart signage that the vendors were able to post on their carts. The signage also mirrored the Snack Smart signage that was within the school. So students saw the signage within the cafeterias and their hallways, and then also when they went outside to visit the food vendors. We also gave them fact sheets to remind them on some of the topics of the trainings. And then in part of the evaluation, we conducted interviews with the vendors to learn about their personal experiences. So when comparing the products of the inventory and availability of the mobile food vendors from baseline to follow-up, we were happy with some of the results. You'll see there was an increase with healthy snacks and also a slight increase with the healthy beverages. We also saw a decrease in sugar-sweetened beverages as well as in frozen desserts. Fruits, vegetables, nuts, I think chips and corn, those happened to stay the same, and there was a slight increase in sweets. However, I would like to note that there was a larger availability in smaller packaged snack sizes. So much of the vendors started to offer smaller portions, and then of like the candies, and they also offered baked chips, reduced fat chips, so that was included within the chips and the sweets. So we were able to sit down and interview 7 of our vendors. All of the vendors made changes, and that was either to portion sizes and or offering healthier options to food, be it they changed their recipes, they offered water, or they changed, like for example, their elote. However, vendors seemed to vocalize some barriers that they faced when making healthier changes. So some of the barriers included that healthier options were just more expensive. They had trouble finding healthy food options that were the same cost of the previous options. Some of their clients were also just not interested in the smaller portions or the healthier recipes, and that included children and adults. And then many times children were just more interested in the neighboring cart that had the candy and the sugary drinks. I will say, though, that all of the vendors were planning to continue to maintain the healthier changes that they were working on. So throughout the course of this project, we learned that oftentimes it was quite difficult to engage vendors and keep them in communication, but we were able to offer some incentives, and we also developed some ways to encourage them to remain engaged within the project. We learned it was necessary to make vendors feel comfortable and not targeted. So we highlighted that this is not strictly a vendor issue. This is a community issue. And being that the vendors work on school grounds, the community is mostly the children. We also learned that it was important to work with the vendors who are strong supporters of positively influencing the health of their communities. So we really worked with the vendors that who became our champions, and they talked with other vendors to encourage them to participate and attend trainings as well. Yet overall, we were reminded that change in the community and the school food environment can be a slow process, so it's important to be patient with the vendors and also remain consistent with our communication. So in looking for future opportunities, we believe it is important to consider other policy mechanisms inside and near the schools. Another opportunity, which might in turn create stronger vendor participation, would be to create a certification. So vendors would receive some official acknowledgement from CLOC that they achieved a certain vendor status based on their participation in activities or changes in inventory. For example, if they attended a specific training, or if they offer a certain number of smart snacks, they could receive a certification for that. So, for example, if they offered water, nuts, baked chips, and fresh fruit, they could be Snack Smart certified. We were not able to see out the certifications, but we did give vendors that sold these items Snack Smart posters, and they were able to post them in the cart. In conclusion, we hope to expand on these opportunities and use the lessons learned to continue engaging the community to create a healthy school food environment. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a good Wednesday.